The story of how Bernice Smith's grandson became her son is a story told by documents. Some of the ones she flips through in the living room of her Decatur home are official-looking, covered with stamps and seals. Others are more informal.
Now, this is his autobiography that Stephen wrote himself. It says, God works in mysterious ways.
Smith's grandson, Stephen, is the first son of her oldest son and one of her 8 grandchildren. Stephen ended up living with Bernice when he was just 5 years old because his father's living situation wasn't stable.
He's been with me ever since.
Smith says the Division of Family and Children's Services wanted Stephen to live with her. Doing so would keep him out of Georgia's foster system, which would save the state money and give Stephen a better chance at a normal life. But Smith says she didn't receive much financial support from the state, not even enough to cover the cost of child care.
It was hard on me to do it, but I took care.
Her story is not uncommon. The Annie E. Casey Foundation, a national children's advocacy group, says Georgia was home to more than 100,000 kinship caregivers in 2012. Some of those were like Smith and had contact with the child welfare system, but some weren't and likely received no support. Kinship caregivers can give children better childhoods and save Georgia money. And one group of lawmakers, led by House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams, feels it's time the state does something in return.
We've had lots of anecdotal conversations, but we're going to put a stake in the ground by offering legislation.
That legislation aims to establish subsidies for kinship caregivers that match those that foster parents receive, and to give kinship caregivers more help finding financial and emotional support services that are already available. The push comes from the Kinship Care Study Committee, led by Abrams, which has spent the last few months traveling around the state, listening to kinship caregivers. At their final hearing this month in Atlanta, caregivers, including Bernice Smith, stood and told their stories. The resounding message? They want to care for their family members. They just need more help. And Abrams feels some of that might come from the 2016 legislative session.
I'm not naive enough to believe that we will get everything we want for these families in a single cycle. But if we can start the conversation, what I've seen in my 10 years in the legislature is that if you keep up enough attention, you will eventually get to the solutions that you need.
The push Georgia is making is a very positive one. I would say Georgia is just a tiny bit behind the curve even.
Robert Gein works on kinship care with the Annie E. Casey Foundation. He says all children experience trauma when they're separated from their parents, but that living with kin can help reduce the force of that trauma and give children better education and health outcomes.
All you have to do is put yourself in that position. And how would you react if all of a sudden someone came to you and said, can you care for a child?
I said, well, I guess I just have to take care of you, boo. And that's what I did.
Back in her living room, Bernice Smith, who is now 75, flips through other documents that tell her story, like the adoption papers that officially made her grandson, Stephen, her son.
I always told my grandson that the first thing I would always be to him, his mother, his father, his grandmother, and his friend.
Stephen graduated from high school in 2008. Now he's in the Air Force and married with a family of his own. Smith says she cared for her grandson because she felt she could give him the best chance of a normal life. And that's exactly the kind of outcome that Representative Abrams and her Kinship Care Committee hope Georgia lawmakers will support come 2016. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.